Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the President, CEO, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer of Tzedakah Ministries, which is the home of the podcast for Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries. A couple of months ago, I did a video presentation on the topic of spiritual isolation, and we thought it would be a good idea just to take the audio version of that video presentation and share it with you today on the Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries podcast. So sit back, listen, and let us know what you think. If you hate it, let us know. If you like it, let us know that as well. But sit back, and in a couple of seconds, you'll begin to hear the audio version of the video presentation on spiritual isolation, because we're all going through it. We're all experiencing it, and we all need to learn what we can take away from this COVID-19 world in which we're all experiencing isolation in one form or another. So maybe we can help each other. Maybe we can learn something from each other. And maybe God has something for us all to learn in this time of spiritual isolation. Let us know what you think at info@Tzedakah Ministries. And we want to learn from you because we all can learn from each other. Shalom and God bless. Shalom. We're still here in my kitchen, aren't we? But it seems like perhaps we're getting close to the end of isolation, to quarantine, to shelter in place, whatever your state calls the last 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 842,000 weeks. Because that's what it seems like, right? This physical isolation, this social distancing, this aloneness, because we've all felt it, right? I know my hair feels it because, yes, I need a haircut. I know it because I think I have the world's largest forehead. But I've been thinking a lot over the last few weeks as we've all been isolated and in our homes, that as much as the physical isolation has been difficult, as much as the aloneness has given us a time to clean out our refrigerators, clean everything in our house, that the physical isolation is not as difficult as what many people have been experiencing. That what we're going to be facing as we get to go out into the real world again is the spiritual isolation that people have been experiencing over the last few weeks. And that's not going to change once we get to break out of our homes, the after effects, the aftermath of spiritual isolation is going to be very real to a lot of people, because they're going to still be experiencing what they've discovered in the spiritual isolation as a result of COVID-19. And I thought about a verse that I thought about, that I used to think about quite a lot, but it came back to me over the last few days and weeks. And that's from Psalm 142, verse 4, when David was hiding from Saul in Engedi. And he was hiding all alone. And we don't know how long David hid in the caves in Engedi. We don't know if it was days. We don't know if it was weeks. We don't know if it was a short amount of time. But he was all alone. He was spiritually isolated.
And in Psalm 142, verse 4, and I'm going to read this to you because it's too important to just kind of paraphrase. David wrote, and he's saying, but we have it in his words. He wrote, I looked on my right hand, and behold, there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. David knew what it was like to be spiritually isolated. David knew what it was like to be all alone. He knew what it was like to be isolated spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, just like people are today, just like people will be even after we are set free from our kitchen, from our homes. Because even when this shelter in place, this quarantine, this ban on going to restaurants is over, people are still going to feel this spiritual isolation in this in their souls. Because I read something just this week that there has been an 891% spike. Let me repeat that. An 891%, 891, not 89.1, an 891% spike in calls to the disaster distress helpline. Because people are afraid. People are scared. People are feeling this isolation in their souls. And that's not going to go away once we can go to restaurants, once we can get a haircut, which I really need, once we can go and get our pedicures, once we can go and hang out with our buddies. They're still going to be experiencing that spiritual, mental, emotional isolation still, because that doesn't go away. So what are we going to be doing? We who know Jesus as our Messiah, as our Savior, as our Lord, what are we going to be doing to help them? Because as David felt it, in Psalm 142, verse 4, Jesus felt it as well in the garden. Because do you remember the night before he was crucified? He went to the garden of Gethsemane to pray. He asked Peter, James, and John to pray with him. And what did Peter, James, and John do? They fell asleep on him. And he was all by himself praying in the garden. And he said, if it could be possible, could anything besides this happen to me? He was all alone. Jesus, the Savior of the world, the Messiah of all of us, felt spiritual isolation. But why did he do that for us? I don't know if you've noticed, but there's this word that's been in my kitchen this whole time, so that we could have hope. Because in isolation, what is the most important word? Hope. You can survive anything if you have hope. Jesus went through isolation in the garden. Jesus went through isolation on the cross. Jesus went through all of this so that we can have hope. But we have to share that hope with others. So when this isolation is over, there's still going to be the world struggling with spiritual isolation. There's going to be the aftermath of spiritual isolation. They might be trying to cover it up and act like they're okay, but they're still going to be struggling with the aftermath of spiritual isolation. But we who know Jesus can give them the hope of eternity. We can give them the hope of Messiah Jesus, who went to the garden, who went to the cross, who arose from the dead to give us hope. He gave it hope first to the Jewish people and then to the world. And then he left us here so that we can give hope to the masses. But we have to care enough to give it to the world. It's one of the reasons why Tzedakah Ministries exist. To give hope to the Jewish people. To give hope to the world. To equip Christians and churches with the hope of the gospel. And we want to share that with you. But we need your help to give hope. Spiritual isolation is the worst isolation there is. It won't go away in a moment. It won't go away when we can escape the kitchen and get a haircut. It won't disappear when we can escape and go to the gym. It will only go away when we give them the hope of the world. And his name is Jesus. God bless. Shalom. And let's give the world hope.